Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.
Welcome back, Weekend Breakfast. Alison Curtis with you today FM, and as promised, we have in studio with us Jack and Alex Dancing the Stars. Theme tune. How are you guys?
Good, yeah.
Yeah, excellent. Really good. Happy to be here.
So, Alex, I'm going to start with you really quickly because you're from Australia and you've come over to be part of the pro dancing team for Dancing with the Stars. Has it met your expectations far?
Surpassed them. It's so much better than Australia. No, I'm joking.
Move.
It is. I've been living in London for the last 2 years, so kind of dabbling in and around this area, but when I got the call to do the show, I was just so excited. You know, I know that the Irish folk and the Aussies really get along, so I knew we were going to have a good time.
We have a lot of Aussies at work, actually. We've got tons of them. They're all fab.
Honestly, it's just I love the accent. Every time I listen to Jack speak in rehearsals,
Jack,
I'm like,
you've got a great accent.
Thanks.
You do.
I actually hate my voice.
Do you?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I've always been, like, because I grew up in Tallaght, I never had the accent that everyone else had. I was a little bit different. And then when I went to other places, they thought it was too common. And
No, but I like it because there's such a problem now. I know this is not why you're on the show this morning, but with, like, my daughter's 13 and everybody's kind of watering down the accents now. And, like, I know a lot of people think she sounds like North American because of me, but it's not. It's like YouTube. And now she's getting her, she's gone to secondary, she's getting the Dublin accent back in again. And it's like, that's what you want. Like, the authentic accent.
I love a Dublin accent.
Yeah.
You can't beat it.
Exactly. So, Jack, tell us, just tell people who you are first in case they don't know, how we know you.
Yeah, no. So I've been to the last two Olympic Games.
Jack, I'm going to get you closer.
Oh,
that's
yeah,
okay.
No.
Yeah, perfect. Thank you.
So I've been to the last two Olympic Games. Oh.
To the mic.
She's correcting everything I do now. I can't stand right, can't dance, can't even talk into a microphone.
Right? No, that's why I've got you.
I've been to the last two Olympic Games. Yeah. I'm the first person in my sport to ever go and represent Ireland at the Games. So that's kind of what I've been doing for the last 20 years of my life is just
incredible.
Working towards that.
So taekwondo, like, it started when you were, what, six?
Six.
Yeah, like really young.
I started, my older brother did it, and I just kind of went down. I was watching, I was a bit of a show-off kid, and I was like, I could do that. But they're all doing, they're putting their leg in the air. Look at me, I'm mad flexible. And then went down and just took to it really well. And the coaches were like, oh, you have potential to go far. And I just started working hard then. So
it's amazing. So, I mean, obviously you've got a physicality, you can do certain things.
Yeah.
But when you got the call for Dancing with the Stars, did you immediately say yes? Or were you thinking
about
it? Oh, no,
100%.
Like, did you?
Yeah. So
it's been a dream.
It's been a dream, like, since I was a kid. And that sounds really cringy, right? But I used to watch it with my nana when I was a kid, and she sadly passed away in 2018. So she always said, if you go to an Olympics and you become a name, you could be on Strictly or like something of the sort, you know, because we always used to watch it. And then Ireland got its own, Dancing with the Stars. And I was like, oh my God, this is actually like insane. It could be a reality, you know.
Yeah.
So she's always said three things that she wanted me to do was go to an Olympics, be on Dancing with the Stars and be on the side of a bus. So I've not been on the I've not been on the side of a bus just yet.
A bit of pressure on you.
Yeah.
And how have you found it so far? Like, I mean, it's literally just 1 week under the belt, the second week tomorrow night. How have you found it? Like, I honestly would find it so stressful.
I'm a perfectionist. So at the start, I was getting really wound up because obviously I was a beginner, but I'm not used to being a beginner at things.
Yeah.
Like, I did all my driving lessons and then was like, I'm not good enough for the test. I'm not doing it.
Right.
So that's like, if I'm not really good at something, I kind of tend to just go away from
it. I kind of understand that.
Yeah. So with the dancing, I was like, I've signed up for this and I'm like not good at it. And I was starting to panic. But then with practice and repeating everything over and over again, I kind of start to take to it. And I'm learning a lot about myself during the process. So I'm able to apply different things throughout the day. It's like every day I'm getting better, no matter what dance it is, just mentally. So it's such a great process. I'm growing so much. Like,
well, it was amazing to watch the first, you know, episode of it all. But Alex, like, how do they decide on, like, are there certain dances that are better for people to start with? Or,
well, it is tricky because they don't really know the celebrity before they come in. They don't know what their strengths are going to be, so they just kind of look at the map of all the celebs and they think, okay, maybe who's going to be good at like a Latin dance, who'll be good at a ballroom dance. But obviously you have to stretch your journey out for 11 weeks, so there's a pretty big chance you're going to do a lot of the different styles.
Yeah.
So I think the first dance that we got is actually a really good dance because it's a ballroom. It's more challenging than the Latins because the Latins are more flashy.
Yeah.
And I think it's good to kind of start somewhere that's maybe a little bit you know, less exciting, but then you've got somewhere to grow.
It all looks kind of challenging now, to be honest. Now,
to be fair, so, it is. Yes.
And Jack, what about, like, did you know any of the other contestants before you started?
Yeah, I knew of everyone, which I was actually really happy with, because sometimes I've watched the show in the past and I'm like, I don't know them. And, you know, but
it's a good cast.
Yeah, it's a good cast.
You can tell you're already buzzing together.
Yeah. All so well.
It's like, so obvious, actually. Yeah.
They have like a locker room backstage where they all just hang out and gather and they just sing songs before the show and hype each other up.
You have to do something to calm your nerves because it's live.
Yeah, especially the first show. Mm. I think now that we've kind of gotten used to our surroundings and stuff, it'll get better as we go on. But we had such good fun backstage.
You can
just
tell everyone's getting along as
well.
And so what are you guys dancing this week then?
So we have a cha-cha.
Ooh.
Yeah, so it's a little bit different to last week. We had a Viennese waltz. It was a bit more romantic, intense and, you know, slow. But this one is very, very fast. That's where the perfection is.
The Willy Wiggles coming out this weekend.
Yeah. But the thing is as well, Alex, like, and I suppose, like, and for both of you, like, it's such an intense partnership. And, like, I know people have been on the show and, you know, just brag, Mairead Ronan. But it's like, you still stay friends with your pro partner. Like, so it has to work, doesn't it? It's kind of like a producer, doesn't it?
No,
it's like
true.
A producer relationship.
Well, I always say it's like a marriage almost, you know, like an arranged marriage.
Yeah.
Because you don't know the person before, but then you end up spending almost 24/7 with each other. You're their support system. You're always with them. You're trying to almost be their psychologist, their teacher, their
build them up.
Yeah. There's so much
and
that goes into it.
As well, like Jack, as you said, perfectionism. I understand that. So everyone's kind of approaching it from a different kind of angle. Like some people are like not worrying about the detail, maybe necessarily, but you know, so it's hard to kind of, everyone has something to overcome.
Yeah, definitely.
I think that's Jack's biggest curveball in the show is that head of his and that perfectionism.
Yeah.
Because if you were in the room with us sometimes, oh my God, he gets down
on
himself.
He's talking around, yeah. The best way to watch these kind of TV shows is, even if you're not directly in the same living room with someone, we just were texting like about 75 times back and forth. It's so funny.
And everyone were like, oh my God, wow.
Yeah. And then I paused for a second and he goes, oh, Jack was amazing. Stop, don't tell me. I'm not watching. But it's the best way to watch it. And I think what's really lovely about it as well is that it is a family show and it's, you know, obviously in real time and people are sitting together on a Sunday night together. It's just, it's perfect January TV.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we had a snowy day that day, so apparently lots of people tuned in.
Thanks,
Joanna.
Get the bad weather in on Sundays for us, dear Joanna, because.
I know, it's such a great show.
It is. It's amazing. And before I let you go, two things. The judges, do you think that they're, I mean, Karen's a brilliant addition.
Yeah.
Do you think they've been fair so far?
Yeah.
I think so.
Yeah.
And accurate. And is there a dance that you're most looking forward to doing of style?
Oh, yes. Well, you know that one.
I know it.
You know it.
I want to do a samba so bad. I want a samba so bad. Like, we have a cha-cha and there's a bit of hips.
Yeah.
But, like,
not enough.
It's like,
he wants to do samba rolls.
Yeah. I want to do the samba rolls so bad.
He's a dancer.
Yeah. Because when I watched Strictly, there was one standout from week one, Kelvin Fletcher with Oti Mabuse, did a samba and it stuck out to me so bad. And, like,
it's ingrained
in my memory. Like, and I just really want to do it. So I'm like, and we're getting told what dance we have for the next weeks and the next weeks. And I'm like, oh, it's not a samba. We definitely need to stay in. Everyone, you need to pick up your phones because I haven't got a samba yet.
Well, I mean, you are, according to most recent thing being published, one of the favorites. Are you aware of that?
No, I don't want to know.
You don't want to know.
I don't even know that.
No, there's like, even coming up to the Olympics, like, it was like, there was like bookies numbers and stuff.
I can understand.
And everyone was like, Jack, you're like number 5 or 6. And I'm like, that's outside the medal. And then it'd get into your head. And then it's like, oh, but.
So you don't want to know. I shouldn't have said that to you. Apologies.
No, that's no problem.
No, it's very nice to know. It's very nice.
Well, listen, guys, we're all going to be watching. Well, we're going to be texting, aren't we?
You have to get in there first.
And best of luck. Continued success with it. It's going to be great. It's brilliant already. It's great viewing. And Jack and Alex, thank you so much for
coming in.
Thank you so much for having us.
Weekend Breakfast
with Alison Curtis.
Playing the music you love.
Today FM.
It all happens here. Today.